Cajun rhythm and rhyme. He is here. He's just doing another tour at this time. Well, he's ready for us now. So let's say good evening to Sluggy.
Good evening, manners and respect. Good evening this evening. We have a wonderful show prepared for you. Thanks for all those who keep tuning in. You know, thanks for your loyalty and the love. We really, really appreciate it. Today's Bajan rhythm and rhyme. Another Saturday. Some more Bajan vibes. Some more excellence. And I'm here. And I'm hyped. And I'm ready. You know, we could use a little cheering up right now at this time. You know, encourage everyone to be safe. Be extremely vigilant. And be cautious. And listen. I urge all of you. Who is on the inside and who's on their way home and tuning and listening to your voice. Like, you know, let's go. We're going to enjoy it. I have a young, talented musician. He's supposed to go back on tour tomorrow. His name is Jazz Gittings. I'm son of the legendary Roger Gittings. And have Georgie, one of our stalwarts, who started a lot of tents in Barbados. Get to speak to him a little about tents and so on. Andre is supposed to come through, pass through, and tell me her top 10 Bajan songs and why. That should be very, very interesting. So today we got a jam-packed show for you all, and we have a packed show for you all. It's going to be extremely awesome. You know, of course, the number is 434-1790. Keep calling. Don't give up. Say you ain't get through. Sluggy, don't want to talk to you, but I ain't get through. Keep calling. 434-1790. Good evening. This is your boy, Sluggy. Bajan rhythm and rhyme. 100% Barbadian excellence. Let's go. Manners.
Manners. Good evening, my boy.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better now hearing you.
Well, dear.
The time I was trying to get through, man.
And you couldn't get through?
But I get through. I feel real good now.
Well, yes, well, yeah. You get through now, so that's...
Yes, yes.
You get through now, so that's good.
Yes.
So how are you keeping?
Man, I'm trying to keep. Yeah.
You trying to keep?
Yeah, train. You got to try these days, you know.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Have to try with all these things that are going on.
Oh,
but
gosh.
That's why I put them behind, man. It is really hurting, man.
Yeah.
Especially when you have children, you know, grandchildren out there on the road.
Yeah, I think we have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be cautious at this time, you know, just be cautious and careful.
Yes,
take the advice.
Ever so careful.
Yeah, take the advice of our health professionals. Our health, you know, they are professionals for a reason. And I'm confident enough, you know, a lot of things come and we were spared a lot and we were cautious a lot, you know. We take care of a lot of things and so I think I'm putting my trust in the Most High first. Put me trust in the Most High first, but I'm also being cautious at the same time because, you know, it's a faith of what works. You know what I mean? So you can't just hope and pray to God, but still live wild and reckless and loose.
You know,
so while you are praying to God, listening to some Bajan music, still be careful and do exactly as you are told. I am doing as I'm told, and I'm trying to be as brave as possible. No, and this year trying, no, just keep it honest all the time, you know.
Yeah.
I got you a little, but I got faith. I have complete faith. We can't afford to lose hope right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We come too far to lose
hope
right now. Yeah, we come too far to lose
hope.
We come too far to lose hope right now. We have to stay hopeful and mindful for sure.
Yeah.
So how is everything going your side?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Christchurch.
Oh, Christchurch is locked on. Christchurch be first all the time, boy.
Lovely parish.
Oh, dear.
I was trying to get to the Lord this morning, but I try and try. I didn't get in. I think I try slugging this evening.
Oh, that's good. You see, now I'm here for you, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'm here for you. You know what you call slugging, got you plugging right through.
Yeah, you know.
So what part of Christchurch?
In Kingsland.
Come through from
Dighton Griffith School.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And come here.
Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everyone in Kingsland right now, locked on.
Yes.
Everybody in Kingsland. So you're enjoying the weather? The weather looks so sweet. The weather looks so feel nice. You enjoying the weather?
Yes, man. Glad for the showers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I can't lie. I really, really, really loving it.
Yes.
So keep it locked on.
Yeah.
And thanks a lot for calling, and we really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to say hello to Grayson too, because he's got real, real jealous. So make sure you say good evening to Grayson, please.
Yes, good evening, Grayson.
I didn't know he was a jealous person till now, but thank you, ma'am. Have a good evening as well.
Yeah, I listen to you on Sanders too.
Well, thanks for your listenership.
Yeah, yeah. Sanders Grayson is helped keep me company. Yeah, really, really good show. He's a good fellow, man, a great guy.
Yes, yeah, he is.
All right, Grant, thank you very much. You have another call. We can take another call.
Yes, I will.
Good evening. This is your boy, Sluggy, Beige Rhythm and Rhyme. Manners.
Manners.
How are you?
Manners and respect.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying the weather. This is my type of weather. I really enjoy this.
Me too.
This kind of weather.
I locked on to you. Ready and locked on to you. Blanket. Anything. I like this kind of weather bad.
I like you. You like this kind of weather, band?
Love it.
Oh dear, just listen to the radio.
You don't hear how I say love it.
Oh. Oh gosh, you love it.
Love it.
I can't ask any more questions because that's so dangerous.
Hey, Costello, this year all night long into tomorrow. I love it. I just love this weather.
That's so dangerous. How bad you stress that you love this kind of weather? I think Grayson is he is signaling to me to tell you behave.
Grayson,
I was signaling, but not necessarily
or you tell you it's behave, but not behave. How
I got another kid, husband's on my hand, blame me for everything.
It's true. It's true. But you enjoying the voice. So you home today?
You had a good week.
I can't have a good week. Come on. You know how things are. You can't have a good week, really.
Yeah, but you still make the best of it.
Yeah, no, that's not good at all. Me, Sluggy, yeah. Good, but that's being real.
I understand.
I ain't good. It don't be good only if it's good. You know what I mean? When everybody good and the players feeling good, that's when they good. Mm-hmm. Well, I can handle myself as a warrior, man. I know. So you're Irie?
Good. Yeah,
oh, that's good. Anyone wants to tune in, you good.
Yeah,
you want to hear who?
I want to hear a song by the Solid Sanders.
The Solid.
They Will Come.
The Solid who?
Sanders.
Okay, They Will Come.
Our Day Will Come.
Oh, so when you say R, you mean you're on Grayston?
So you're
when you say R, you mean you're on Grayston? Or you mean me and you?
Me and you.
I want you late to me know a day tomorrow, Grayston working and I hear you touch Grayston, the same thing. So you mean
no.
You and
no.
I? All right, good.
You and I. All right. Our day will come. I choose that song. Our day will come. Ain't got nothing to do with Grace, son.
I just want to hear that. Just want to ring it in.
Yeah. Manners and respect all the time.
Manners and respect, but thanks a lot for calling.
You have a good evening. You know that he locked on here.
Yes, please.
All righty.
Another call? Lord Grayston. Manners.
Good evening, Manners.
Yes, please.
Don't let me go to come. Don't do it for you. Tell my stay back. Let me get forward.
Tell
my back off. Right here. When I'm coming before. Tell my back off.
Darling, don't worry, man. You know, it's enough for me. It's enough for me to go around, man. And if you want a partner, you can tie Grayston.
Yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl.
Yeah, she's the wonderful lady.
How y'all doing in the studio?
Well, I good.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. Here, playing some tree and dominoes.
Oh, and I'm playing radio. I'm playing radio. And they waiting on you? I would teeth on you if they're playing. They would teeth on you, boy. Or don't go a domino.
I always got my eyes look out for you.
You're playing the phone. Oh. So who you playing? Who you playing with?
Me and my cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you winning or what?
He just says love me, but I can't. That's right.
Yeah.
I love she back.
Oh, you are going to?
Yes.
If you say love she back, call back and let me know. If you get another six, don't call. So if I hear you, know you get six love again.
Yeah, if you hear me, true.
But show to everybody, locked on, man, for real.
So you want
to
shout out the supportive crew?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this Brenda, who I'll call in locked on.
Yes, always.
Grayson is listening.
I can hear you. I can hear every word you're saying, including the six love you got.
So
I won't, I promise.
Oh, we're good. I will come down there and I will meet you good.
I hear you.
Okay, dear, so have a nice evening. Oh, you're playing a song for me?
What song you want here?
I want to hear the Blue Buster, the sweet little thing. sweetest little thing.
That is no problem. Sweetest little thing? That for Gregson?
Yes, for me, yes, well, for me.
For you?
For me and Mike.
Well, for me, you playing a song for you and Mike's?
Yes, please.
Okay, I ain't crawling.
That's my girl.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you and Mike's.
Yeah, so you have a nice season, you and Grace, so please.
Yes, please. Same to you, ma'am.
Leaving, please get home good and manners.
Yes, manners and respect.
Yes, please. Thank you, dear.
Yes.
Okay, dear.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to make the first caller very happy because we've got her song. We're going to play her song for her, and then we'll come back and get your guests involved in the program, all right? Right, just about 14 and a half now after the hour, 6 o'clock. We've got Sluggy and company with you for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Manners and respect. The earphones are working, Grayston.
Right, we'll fix that for you.
Sorry
for
telling you on air. Yes, but good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In studio, we have a hundred supposed to tell me her top 10 Bajan songs on what, you know, you can bust her brain. You know, she's young. We have a birthday on Monday, is. So happy birthday in advance from everyone at Starcom. Georgie releasing a song for Cropover already. You know, people, the start hot. So Georgie, Tony, you know, Tony, you. Wait, so.
Sorry. So much activity here, man.
Listen, so. It also wants to know from Georgie if Cropover get pushed back, if he's still releasing song or if he can hold it back, if he still want to come with it.
The song already anyhow.
Right, and then they have the son of a legend. You know, it's very, very hard to be the son of a legend, Jazz Gittings. You know, the one of the most incredible task is being the son of a legend, you know, like Michael Jordan's sons trying to be Michael Jordan. So you know that's a serious task, but he make a total transformation from Junior Monarch to amazing keyboard player. But you also got a passion for Belgium music and the youth. You know, we link up already, we do stuff already, but we got more to do and talk about, because you know there's a lot that could be done. You know, we got some goodness to work with. So we can have a talk with Jazz. Plug with that. We can have a talk with Jazz soon. Very, very soon. Georgie?
Yeah.
So I can answer the question on air. Good evening and welcome to BJ Rhythm and Ring.
Good to be here, man.
The first time on BJ Rhythm and Ring, I think?
Yeah.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah, but before we get to the music, quick, before we get to the music, you would have been instrumental in starting some tents back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I started singing Calypso way back in 1984 with Nigel Harper.
84?
84 with Nigel Harper, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
And then he had a tent called Cariceptor.
Cariceptor?
Cariceptor, yeah. You don't know. You fellas too young to know what that is, man.
Prince Yella. If you tell me that you're too young to know what that, and I like that, I feel good.
That is historic history, you know. Prince Yella won that competition back in that year, you know.
Prince Yella. Oh.
He was eventually sang with Untouchables Calypso Tent.
So Untouchables stole him from you?
Well,
you started the tent, or you just singing the tent?
No, I didn't start the tent. That was Nigel Harper's tent. But then I just gave the progression. And then after, I sang them with a tent called Soca Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
That was with Valiant Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
That was way back in 1984, yeah. And then I sang with Roman's Calypso Tent, a tent that was down in Deacon's Farm, Deacon's Road.
What?
Down where the spring garden is.
It won't work a tent, though. It won't work a tent in Deacon's Farm.
Yeah, he's been through with a lot of tents. And then I had my own tent, a tent called Alien Forces then.
They know Alien Forces.
Alien Forces, they were Alien Forces, yeah. I was the manager behind Alien Forces.
The manager and singing the tent, too? Singer.
Yeah, he sang in the tent as well. Had a lot of good guys in that tent. David Hunt, Jadu, Lord Randy, you know, Panther Brown.
Bert Brown,
yeah. All of us got that tent going, you know.
Yeah.
Had a very nice going, too. We only lasted 2 years because, you know, your tent life is a very expensive life, man. You know?
It is.
A tent is an expensive thing to run. Used to be in those days. But then again, I merged them with a tent called Pioneers with Sinclair Gittings.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1989, you know. And then I went on to do... Then with Contenders from 2 years, 90 and 91, I think it was.
Contenders, so tank has a big name, boy. Yeah.
So I come through a lot of tanks, man. They can tell you about these tanks, boy. You know? So, but this song that I released this year, I did that in 1992 in Contenders tank, actually. You know, a song called Shake It. Well, you know, when you're in a small tank store, you don't get no recognition. Nobody don't pay anyway.
That's true.
10 and 15 people singing in the tanks, nobody don't really watch you.
Singing? 10 or 15 people singing or in the audience?
Yeah, 10 and 15 people singing and 10 and 15 people in the audience, you know. So you've got more Calypsonians and more bandmen on stage than you got people watching the show, you know. Yeah, that is happening.
they want to get there, but you...
Any of your callers who would...
Go ahead.
Take out that there, man.
Go ahead.
So yeah, I sang that song back in the evening, too. Woo. You know, the song is applicable today because I sang that song when the... Sandiford administration reduced civil servant salaries by 8%.
Mm-hmm.
And there were structural adjustments going on at that time.
And it's applicable today?
Yeah, because we're in the BERT program now. We're under IMF clutches again, you know. So a similar thing is happening today.
Okay, so you know, take on my brain, but it's not the same thing. It's not even close, but go ahead.
The more things change, the more they remain the same. We were on a structural, program back then. We ain't one now again.
He means with the austerity. You same know, thing. Austerity. That's what he means.
Please listen to the music, sure, and I don't want to go that rabbit hole. So things. Please leave it alone, okay?
So, take a sluggy. So you think as they brought back this song because of the relevance and, you know, but during Cropover though.
So did a political song?
It's not political because it's a party song. With a little politics in it too. Because
so
I'm telling people to
shake it. So it is or it isn't?
You know, During crop over,
mm-hmm.
people still party, you know. Don't care how much austerity the country's
going through. Yeah.
People go to the fets and the party.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if the coronavirus might have an impact, a more significant impact on
us. You can't escape it.
You never know. But it is known that crop over brings a lot of money
within
the country.
Over 80 million dollars.
$90 million per year.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we should have the virus hitting us and impact the country, this one leg that we stand on, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. I don't want to get into the whole economic, the whole thing. But the song is relevant. The song is saying basically that, you know, I mean, when Gregson played, you hear the song talk about the structural adjustments, we on the austerity measures, but people still want to go and party. Don't care who party people belong to, people still want to party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the essence of the song. People still want to go up there and pampalam and jump and
walk,
walk up your bam bam and shake
it.
So that's why you call it, don't shake it, you know.
Mm. I like that. So you felt there was a need for this thing, to push this on at this thing.
Yeah.
I could see the reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. Because no matter who gone, you know. Well, if there's no crop over, obviously, but once there's crop over, for sure, you know, we can party.
Yeah.
Don't care what's going on.
And that song is on YouTube, too. Anybody who want to see it can go on YouTube. I made a video of it as well.
A
video on YouTube. You go on YouTube and put in Shake It by Georgie.
I like that, man. The young boys. Oh, and every you know, social medium.
Listen, but let me tell you something, too. You know, I have been coming with my music. I have been recording music for crop over from 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I was the first person out. First man to bring my music in May. I've been out for 5 years straight. So when my music is rolling, I'm getting rotations on the radio. People, that the big boys never came out till July. But a lot of people would have heard my music because I would have been getting rotations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Didn't get any money from it anyhow. They ain't never let me stay in yet. You know? So it was a labor of love. You know, I did the thing because I like it.
A little callous, he was trading these little shots.
I was talking to Jazz just now, say, right? And telling Jazz that during, you know, the crop over season, you know, back in the day, right? In those days in crop over, we had somebody like 180 Calypsonian singing, you know. They had about 50.
Me in one tank?
No. And the crop over festival.
All together?
In the crop over
festival. Oh, that number's small, though.
We had about 15 tents.
Yeah.
You got 14 and 15 tents having about 12 persons each.
Wait, that, you know, that is an amazing thing because right now they've got more people singing calypso and so. They've got more people singing soca and calypso and everything, but far less tents.
So you're saying.
You said they had 150 singers?
Singers, yeah.
They've got more than 300 singers?
In
crop over, for sure. No. And then like, for me, mm-hmm. I just got open mic and my last open mic had 68 persons, mm-hmm. and none of them in known, all new persons that ain't get play up in radio ever.
Okay. Enough
different open mics. You got Mahale, you can see some people mm-hmm. coming up in the open mic section. Open mic. There's got enough people that saying Calypso that.
But I talk about people that actually register. You should register with the NCF.
Yeah,
me. To sing then, yes. Back in that day.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
And again, $100,000. No more money registering now. It's $100,000 job. No. You going in competition?
Yeah, but back in the day too.
You going to competition?
Huh? Me?
Yeah.
No. I never got competition. I ain't in that day, man. I old now, man.
There's only one song?
I ain't here. I can left that for the, you know, I've had my time in that, yeah.
Aunt Sluggy, if you going.
Anywhere?
In the competition.
Are you a singer?
You're not?
No.
Oh, okay, if you say so. Yeah. You sound pretty decent to me.
Pardon? No, I can't sing well. I can't sing very well, but I'm not any. I's a
ranger.
Man, we wouldn't want good day, my mission, you know, my mission, Greg Stanley, don't explain this to you. I'm actually speaking for your listeners, and any boy that listening to VOB 92.9 know what Sluggy mission, you know, and a singer. If I sing, enough people can suffer. I don't mean that the Bible looking good on them. I got youngsters, right, Grayson, that people don't check for, you know?
Mm-hmm. So push them.
My man Watts was a little man, we take off your road, you know?
Right, right.
This was in a boy that ain't want a system or in the system or a boy looking at the little fella on the road, on the block, that we take up off the block, and then you ain't so come out train dad. So
well.
If I sing now, who would be, like, you know what I mean? So yeah. And a singer is a poor people governor.
But I listen to a lot of young fellas singing nowadays, though.
Yeah.
And I like the groove and the music. The music has changed a lot for me.
And you like it?
Yeah.
Listen, you know, make me feel so good saying so. Listen.
Yeah.
So you know enough of the old boys is true. It's true to shade. cruel. Some is supported, but then, you know, yeah, some is safe, but yeah, man.
Yeah, I think the older fellas got a jealousy for the younger guys. I think they're jealous and they don't understand progression and realize that we can't be stuck in the same system all the time.
Yeah.
The world is changing. The music is going to change as well, you know. So fellas can't, and the young people who drive in the festival. The young people are the persons who drive in festival. Fellas like me who sang back in the 80s now ain't got no way in this thing now.
Be careful. Watch it. You did say something that get offense on people here.
Well, you know,
saying you in the 80s.
I find the old fellas who don't understand
but
reality.
But old fellas is who gain, is who, old fellas who have anything still.
Heavy in it still?
Yes.
How you mean heavy in it still? You're going to come with five or six old fellas who really gets the Marissa and who.
From the 80s?
From the 80s, yeah. They got men them around. Come no study, come your old fellas.
Nuff coming here last year for fireworks. And when they told Nuff and me, real enough, we have fireworks every day, Monday to Friday, and every day somebody from that group come.
Well, you can tell you, ain't got.
Me that, me the Mustang can't run you.
If I don't come.
They go so for fireworks, Jordy be tell. I'm not exaggerating so much, you freak me out.
Call them.
No.
They got many old fellas back in the 80s singing now. Grainer still singing. Gabby still singing, plus I can call names because none can't frighten me. I'm frightened for none.
You'll get the competition. So what you finished with competition?
I never got anything with the competition.
So now, were you done with it?
For one, yeah. And but I love the competitive. I like to see it really, you know. And I like to, you know, watch how fellas operate during the competition. You remember I had a tent myself and I had fellas who used to compete, Brown, David Hunt, those fellas, mm-hmm. Jadu.
Mm-hmm.
I saw those fellas, you know, in a nervous setting during competition time, you know. So I like the competition myself. I personally don't get involved in it, but I watch it and like it.
You're going to watch it?
Yeah, like, man. So, but the whole thing changed now, man. You know, things change, man. So we got to accept the change and go along with it. Or jump off a river, jump in a river or something. You know, but you got to accept change. Then for the jazz and them men come along and, you know, the festival is driven differently from how it used to be back in the 80s. You got to understand that.
It is. You know, so when you said different, better or different, worse?
Yeah, different. No, there's no worse about it. I don't think there's any worse about it.
It's better?
It's driven.
Or you see him?
It's better. Get more involvement, the younger people. More
so you think they better, right?
I think it's better.
Listen, you saying some things, right? That you saying some things like you honesty, like I love your honesty, by the way. But holy candid ways about it. But you saying some things because, like, you know, the consensus sometimes, man. Man, sing a beer junk. No,
man. I'm broad-minded, man. I see things like
no, like for me, like yeah. I love the old boys, but for me, like when I listen to your music, no, like it'd be impressed a lot. But man, it's trying to make it for you, not even when like put on social media and. Defending music, it don't rare people is comfy. I mean, even DJs that's play on the radio. I mean, even people that would speak to you good, it be like throw real fire behind it. So to hear you say, man, you like the music, know it different, it better. You know, like really pleasing my heart.
Music got some groove about it. Now listen, when y'all play this song this evening, Shake It, you gonna hear some old music from Nicholas Branker arranged a song for me, you know?
Oh, the great.
This was recorded at his studio, Chamber's studio.
Oh, you got line up, Gregory, that we can take a listen? Studio, so you mind if we take a listen or come back?
Go ahead, listen to it, man. Shake right. It.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Shake It by Georgie. Shake.
Structural adjustment, but I still making movement. I can jump up on the spring garden with all them women. I will have one in me right hand. We can shake me pampalam. We behave in dread, cause music in me head. No money in me pocket, 8% take out the rip. This is me culture. Stringent measures, no time for any pleasures. We really need some action to ease the frustration. But I think I heard last year, we ain't got a thing to fear. Now this IMF pain is enough to drive me insane. But the party must go on, we can't stop the jam session. If we work and we don't have play, we can't enjoy Kaduma. Everybody holding up strain through 18 months of shopping. Where can I find a party just to rock me body? But I'm feeling a fever. Yes, I'm feeling the pressure. Come cool me with soca. It's the only first stranger. Come show me how to wine and how to stay in line. Cause when the party done, man, I still gonna have me fun.
Okay, there you go. That's the 2020 version of Shake It. Before that, you heard a 2006 version of Shake It, all done by Georgie. You're into Bajan rhythm and rhyme.
Yeah, so Georgie, quickly, why, you see, you like Shake It a lot?
Yeah, I'm always into Shake It. You know, I'm always into Shake It, bam, bam, jump on somebody's bam, bam.
Oh, I see what's your problem. So a song this year, no one the party, more not nothing, like this $100,000 you don't want, none of this $100,000 given away for crop over.
If it happened, I'd be glad, but
I don't, man. You don't?
Yeah. Mm. This music now is, as you realize, it's sort of old music. The music has been funneling over the young people. Is a different sort of groove.
Different song?
Than this year.
Okay.
But I brought this back because it has a little groove, but then because of the actual words in it. People want to party. Don't care what party you belong to, we still want to party in crop over. So, you know, hence, shake it, you know.
Well, I love how you embracing the youth though, for real. I like how you're talking, and it's very encouraging. And any my old boys, my friends out there listening, you know, like where is it? This could be so much more helpful like and encouraging to the youth.
People, you know? I work with young people too.
Okay,
I understand their thinking as well. But
thank you.
You know,
thank you for that.
Having me, man.
Nah, that anytime, bro. Anytime. Yeah, this can be first or last. And speaking of youth, you got, like you said, the son of a legend. Jazz, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, man.
See, you here for a short while still, or
yeah, you actually leaving tomorrow?
Still?
Yeah, you know.
Where are you supposed to be going?
Going to England, man.
You being serious right now?
I'm being so serious.
All right. Okay. So
yeah.
So how you enjoy it so far?
It's a new experience and I'm liking it. Like, it's something I always wanted to do. I guess the transition from being here in Barbados, mm-hmm. then being away from home, to me was actually a smooth process for me.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to like these stories I'm hearing, like, oh gosh, I can't handle being away from my parents for so long.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
call my mommy, like when I run out of money, that type of stuff.
So nothing so didn't affect you?
Not really, to be honest.
Well, whoa, that's good. You'd be ready for it though, a long time. How long your first stint was? The first time on the ship, traveling all the different countries, how long it was? How much months?
The first one was 3 months.
Well.
And then luckily, like, I came at the time when my bandmates, they didn't get like a standard vacation home yet.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got 3 months home.
Oh.
Yeah, so 3 months contract and then 3 months home.
Well, that's not good. And from tomorrow, it's 3 months again?
From tomorrow, it's like 4 to 5, I think.
Months,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I know,
that's
right?
So good. Damn, bad. I'm sure you do it for a reason. Cause I mean, you was here. You ain't BCC completed and BCC. You know, you're doing music scene here, and you know, in Barbados, is always a need for a keyboard player. So it gotta be a reason. It gotta be a reason why you decide, well, like going on the ship instead of staying home and gig home or look to do again on. It gotta be a reason you do it, or just the experience of going different islands.
The major reason I did it was to test the waters, like, no pun intended.
Okay.
Yeah, but basically, like, I'm young now. My plan was to do it for 2 years. Well, to continue doing it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years, I'll be around 20 years old. So then I could still branch out into life and do what I want to do. Having the associate degree in natural sciences, I could still push physiotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
The musical background, could go to school, get the bachelor's, where otherwise.
Was it like that? So you got it all thought out and planned out?
Yeah, to some extent.
Yeah. So how your parents take the news when you first let them know, well, you're looking to go up on this shit, you wanna go? It was cool for them, then they already expected it?
The first time it happened, I was in secondary school. No, I was at BCC.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was just like, no. Yeah, like
for real, like, yeah, for real, yeah, Rog,
like, yeah,
Rog,
like straight off,
cha,
like because I was still in school, it was in February, you know what I mean, second semester, and you're just like complete. And I was like, dad, I didn't want to go on this shit, like, I want to travel the world, I want to see outside of Barbados because Barbados is not the world,
and it was straight, no,
It was like, no. And I was like, why, obviously? And he was just like, because you're still in school and what's not.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was vexed at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, this is not happening again. So whenever it comes up again, I will go. And the first offer was like for Carnival in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
The second offer was for the UK, the European one. So it's mm-hmm. like, look at life, I guess, like a better deal.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, yeah.
We went in the Caribbean too, like, they only took persons from the age of 21. So regardless, I can do it. Right. Yeah.
Mm.
Pardon? I can't remember the name of the shit. Yeah.
So, like, what made you, because I know you was just singing before, and you conquered our world as well, mainly during the Monarch. Mm. So what made you say, well, instead of putting my focus on singing, put it more on playing?
I enjoy playing more.
Than singing?
Yeah, than singing. Okay. I guess because from playing classical piano mm-hmm. from a youngster coming up, and then transitioning into like the pop and the reggae and the jazz, like the freedom mm-hmm. that came with it. Mm-hmm. Not saying there isn't the freedom in performing, but I wasn't really a fan of like the spotlight.
Mm.
Just...
No, if you, no, I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you on that one. So, for whom, jazz, mm-hmm. for whom? It's, you got any plans for whom? You can see, like, the music scene now. Sometimes be done for excitement. I know you're in a band as well. And the group of youngsters that you had here playing with here, like, plan to go forward with them in the future? Y'all plan to do more work in the future? Because we need some youth and some original music.
Agreed. Actually, the bassist in the band, mm-hmm. The name of the band, Order Fifth,
mm-hmm.
Elian, he actually projected that view for us as well. It was like, we should actually do original music. We are all capable of arranging and playing to a certain standard. We could do it. But inevitably, like, we have different goals and different directions in life. So the strongest problem for the band was really like, staying together as a unit. We are mm-hmm. still a unit. So like when I left, it's just get a new keyboardist. If the sax leave,
mm-hmm.
get a new sax.
Okay,
but
keep
the brand. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So after these 2 years, you still plan to do it for 2 years, come home and we can do some work. We can hit the road, do some projects, can see you fronting some bands or doing some projects.
Yeah, for sure.
Won't let me be to lose this shit for the next 17 years.
Of course not. To me, like, the ship lifestyle is not a lifestyle that I could see permanently.
Okay.
Like, for me personally.
Well, good. Yeah. Not any better so that you make me feel good. You make me feel good for that. Because we need you home. We need you home for sure. Before we leave, though, Grace, we got to play a song from Jazz just to reminisce. Oh, Jazz, what you want? People that you shame or not you mind?
Nah, man, play. It's a part of life.
Well, good. But I'm going to answer. I get put a hand in the hot seat quick. Because you see this one. Jazz, you hear she sing it?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Oh,
I
a couple
actually,
of times?
I bought her with the anthem down Sandy Lane. Uh-huh. Yeah.
With the anthem?
Yeah.
I guess the anthem is a good gauge.
Yeah, should. I guess. Yeah,
you should know the anthem.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, but she's one that I think special. You know what I mean? She got a very, very, very good voice. George, you got here. She's sang time. You can try to play this song and get. You? Who went to Ali school?
I went to Ali school, yeah.
You?
Yeah,
sorry to hear that. it's very sorry to hear that. So, Ahanje,
huh? Sorry, you asked me.
Pardon me?
For you to get real reality. Yeah, man, I'm an old Alin boy. So, Marshy from the Alin. She got me good stock.
You're smiling. You like that? And to the talk school, actually, doctor right now that Corey Ford, that in charge of the whole thing, you know, this whole milieu going on, Corey Ford, he went to Alin school as well. He's a specialist in viruses and so on. Yeah, he went to Allen school, so big up Corey Ford.
Yeah, big up Allen, yeah, man.
Big up Corey Ford.
Not foundation.
Yeah, what are the schools thinking, man?
it's that sort of thing. I had to go ask you a question as a vocalist, right?
Please.
If you had a name, if anyone you name 10, I don't want 10 from you yet. I just want to hear 5 songs that you like and why this group of songs put your heart seat. If you're the singer and you love Barbados music, thinking about songs you love from Barbados shouldn't be hard.
5 of my songs
favorite. That you
there
like.
So many.
Cause you know, cause you always singing good. So
I love Marvie, his voice, his tone. everything with Marvin. It was said that Push and Get True. That is definitely a favorite. I love Adrian too. Adrian's voice.
Adrian Mark.
Clark.
Clark Arotti.
Yes.
Is that well? You like sweet singers. You like sweetness. Called Marvin, but Marvin got a growl still, yes, and a big timbre. But Marvin's still sweet. Adrian's sweet. You like sweet mm-hmm. singers.
Mm-hmm.
So Marvin, yes, Adrian Clark,
and let me see who else I like. I also like. Let me get some ladies. I like Nikita.
Yeah, you like that. And Nikita, why? What's the reason? We was look at as a young girl. Well, 16, okay, give me 16 man there. So as a young female artist coming up, what you will see about Nikita is one that I like out to the many. Obviously, you like many, you can't call all, but why Nikita is one, what you like about her?
I think Nikita alone, like, there's just something special about her. I mean, you can't listen to her song and think there's nobody else. Like, that tone alone, you know, is Nikita. And like, I love her voice. It's interesting. Yes, it is.
Big Nikita, Marvia, Adrian Clark, Nikita.
You know who else I like? That is, in my mind, a lyrical master, Damian Boyne, Bobo.
What? Are you here to like that girl? You got me good, boy. Bobo. Bobo's my guy. Very, very lyrical.
He had some good songs last year.
Very much so.
Yeah, Bobo's very lyrical. You know, that's go over nappy, but hey.
I remember.
But for you young ears, that's impressive.
I was leaving school at evening, and I think it was his song From the Heart. It was playing, and it was like,
yeah, yeah, that's a big tune.
It was like, this man.
That's one of the songs I was referring to.
Man.
Really sweet.
Lyrics. Who else?
That's a good mixture.
Yeah, he's really good, but also, too, I got to look back at some of the pioneers. Gabby can't do no wrong for me. Gabby, I love Gabby. A song that I like every time I look at his music, and then we could break it down to analysis. It was like, can I see this man's mind?
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. He's a brilliant mind.
It'd be different when you look through, but yeah. He obviously some of these songs, you know, like make a party or dance, but when you then break it down, we look at a song like Jill, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just about Jill, we look at Jack, you know what I mean? And just about Marnie and Jack is about what really happening. It was a cruel,
so
crucial time, you know. But yeah, he bring it over, you know, he might go over some people, hey, but when you really listen to you, this man had a serious message. Yeah, Jack in a Met sports song, you know what I mean? Make a dance, but Jack in a Met sports song, that's a freedom song. That's a good mix. That's a good mix. You done? You done?
When you speak of Gabby, and me interrupt behind you for just a second.
Of course.
When you speak of Gabby, you just mentioned Jack and all the other party songs that he's famous for, but for me, you didn't ask me, but that's okay. For me, whenever Emerton is playing,
I just
stop and listen.
And that song like that for him, for me, is well done too.
Well done, is my tune. I love Emerton too, but well done has touched me a different way.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. When forces touch me to let that money, you know, when feel the crying people asking me, let that money in the bag, yeah. Gabby touched me, but that you still got a little TS, Greystone, but Emerton is the song that everybody likes, so it can't give the points for that. You know, you can't give the points because everybody love.
It's too common.
Yeah, too common. Everybody love Emerton, man.
All right, man. Fair
enough. You can't be playing Raiden. That's late Emerton. You got a good Andy Boss, man. You got a good Andy Boss with Gabby. So, Jazz. Speaking of Belgian music, right? On the ship, you got to play any at all?
Yeah, we do.
For real?
We play Pump Me Up and Ragga Ragga. Like, those are two off the top of my head.
So, where's countries were at last thing? Sorry. You can't read countries?
Yeah,
Spain?
Spain, Portugal, Norway.
So, people that, when you go to these places, you playing these songs?
Yeah. For sure.
Belgian music, boy. You see that? You hear that, Grayson?
People dancing too.
Yeah, Ragga Ragga really is. Ragga Ragga is international. Ragga Ragga is played at in right. BA games.
Right. So you only say that? Right. So say again for the public to hear. Exactly. So I want to say these things, so that when we don't really hear any Belgian music on radio, and I mean 92.9. I mean other stations called. We set the trend, obviously, but I want you to say it because you know that they're listening to Belgian rhythm and rhyme. So when you say Jazzy playing Ragga Ragga. in places like Portugal and Spain, parts to these countries. So the guests from all of you were obviously don't be, it's not majority Caribbean based.
No.
More European than anything.
Yeah, for sure European.
I mean, you play these songs, it's still a connection with these songs and these people you see? Or is this party to it? Is, yeah, they enjoy it?
For me, I feel it's like the rhythm.
Okay, and, okay.
Like, the cultural aspect of the song.
Oh.
So, like, yeah, coming from, we will play like hot, 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 then mm-hmm. going into like ragga, ragga. Similar grooves, so
mm-hmm.
persons would just like gravitate towards it and be like, okay, well, this is nice. Then ask me afterwards, what was the last song you played? And I'd be mm-hmm. like, it's Ragga Ragga from Barbados.
Mm.
And they'd be like, okay, cool. I was like, yeah, check it out.
So the rhythm is what really get them.
Yeah, personally, I feel that is it because mm-hmm. they don't understand my accent as clear. Yeah,
yeah,
as
yeah. clear.
So it'd just be like, okay, yeah, I like the song.
Mm. No, I agree too. I've seen it too on ships as well, and mm-hmm. with the band too. Playing overseas once they hear that rhythm, you know, especially if we play live front and hear the rhythm count on them, then gone already. It's just cement in my mind that if more of them hear more of the music, you know what I mean, they'll fall in love with it. Because once they hear that, you know, that polyrhythmic style that going on, got them head turn, you know, they know if they move the head or what the waist, they know about the like it, you know, you throw them off. I find that when them hear that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We go on mad, don't care. Especially the little drinks involved, you know. Yeah, we culture though, you know. We cut everything, but we culture the dress, the drinks, the music. I find that they love it a lot, and you know, they just want me to love it too. That's all.
Agreed.
But I'm just saying, like, Damian Marvin's song is one of your favorite songs already. Over all these songs, so this year I can expect some. See music from you early, like Georgie. Are you waiting? Cause you're a competition girl. Georgie, see you down with the competition, but you know, start and yeah, I see you live on here. Competition for you this year.
Yes, competition for me this year for sure.
Mm. Everything. I'm not sure everything. I mean, you can't enter the big people at 16.
I think so. You know, if I recall.
So we can look for you there.
Once the material. Once the material has that strength, sure.
I like that. Because you're ready. You want it to be ready, you know? I know Barbados has got this thing that when you're young, you know, you got to wait. But, you know, you don't believe in that. Because people all over the world be 15 and 16 and 14, you know what I mean? And dominating, you know? Just like people coming in about 13 and a dominating world. So you don't believe in this thing about waiting. So you great now. So you expect to see fire from you this year. So I want you to shine away. You know what I mean? Don't make Georgie say he down the competition. He can enter party more too. It was see a old map and he stayed walking up. Bye bye bye.
I still got some movements here, boy.
I can still
move, man.
You still got some?
Yeah. I'm a fit man, you know.
Grayston, I want not people here said want to hear what a jazz or sauce. I just apologize to Jazz in the early.
I have too little. Let Jazz.
Wait, let Jazz pick which one. Exactly. Which one he prefer to hear?
I've got my granny. I've got snacks. I've got too little. Which one do you prefer, sir?
I don't think too little is one of my songs.
Look, Jazz ain't you then.
No, not little Jazz.
All right, so we've got snacks and we've got my granny.
I guess snacks. Like, that is the older one.
Okay, and who was written by?
Yeah, all my songs written and arranged by my dad.
Yeah, the legend, man. Big up, Roger. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Snacks by Jazz, written and arranged by the great Roger Gittings.
Supermarket snacks and in schools snacks all around.
Well, there you go. We're having a ball here with this one. And he's protesting. Oh, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it is. So, Jazz, you don't. That was 10 years ago. No, you're on to, you know, you're more playing now. Not more playing, you're playing because you're done with singing altogether. Or no?
Yeah, you're done with singing for now.
You're done with singing for now or for good? Or you can't say never, never?
It depends.
Let that answer. But for sure, you can expect much more work from you, though.
Yeah, agreed. In terms of playing, for
sure. Yeah. And for sure, we got to talk. We have to speak a lot more, you know. We got a lot more to get into. You know, once Jazz here, once he hearing Bim, and he got time, y'all going to be seeing Jazz a lot. Like I said, we work together, just not in the spotlight like this together. But, you know, you're doing things that Jazz support right through. So, it's really respect right. That.
A fun fact, the unit, the band I'm with, Alter Fifth, our first gig was actually at your spot in the Ivy. Yeah.
Real thing?
Yeah, real thing.
They didn't know that? I didn't know that at all, boy. But I'm real glad. We get enough of them. But you know, it's obviously you don't know, but that's happened a lot. People come and say that first name was so and so, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know, outside, it don't be much. But you all the plan to sing together before that?
With my band?
I'm not what you're saying singing for. You all the plan to play together before my gig? Or when it come together for the gig? You were already practicing?
As weird as it happened, like, they were all music students at the time. And I always
at BCC?
At BCC. And I'm always by performing hall.
Yeah.
So what happened, like, an evening, we were at Ricky Braffitt Ensemble. And they didn't have a keyboardist. So Judah, the guy who plays fine, he was like, Jazz, come on, fill in. So I was like, all right, no problem. So he filled in and the guys were like, yeah, we should keep Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right.
Well. So you wasn't doing music at the time?
No, I was doing biology, physics, and maths.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
I know you want to shop. I know you want to shit play music.
Yeah.
He's an interesting character. So you want to do music because your father was teaching there?
No, because I wanted to do physiotherapy at first. Like,
okay.
I wanted to join a team, like a volleyball team, a football team, any sports club, and just travel the world with them. Like, that was my goal at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized in the first semester of doing biology, physics, and maths, like, this is not for me. So I found myself up morning, say, like, every single day, to the point that some persons thought I was a music student. But I did complete the biology, physics, and maths.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. You have to. You know, Raj might believe in finishing with your start.
Actually, that was on me. Yeah, that was on me. As I started, I should finish it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So your degree, you can do it in music or physio. If you happen to do a degree, music, performing, you do a degree in performing arts or physiotherapy.
Performing arts.
I like that. Performing
arts for sure.
I like that. Wrong
with
you,
Grayson? Wait. I got a kid husband's in the studio with me.
Well, every time he wants a boy, do music. Every time he wants a boy, do you smirk.
I just looked up and smiled at him.
Like, that's checking. I can hear a Andre song. Yeah, I can get Andre song quick.
We can go with a Andre song.
Well, so Andre, you going up on the ship now? I'll leave you to?
I don't have any plans to.
That means you don't know either.
No, I just studying science at school and
science too.
Another science student.
See, so see, no, that said that made you smart. he got a problem people studying music.
That is so not true.
Oh, I just want to hear. So, Georgie.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Georgie.
I see so people studying sciences, man. Good, because I did some science at school to myself.
You know? Nice. We think you do health, let me let health science and integrated science, I think.
Yeah. I studied pharmacy.
Oh, you did?
That's my profession, you know.
Oh, you like drugs?
Yeah.
Mm.
Legal.
Be on radio, boss. Legal. Everything legal. Speak about real legal. Yeah. They gonna cut off my hero, right, sad though. You the terrible do that to me, be boss. Listen right. And they say this on air, ready? Right? I don't even drink twists. I don't deal with drugs.
Okay.
I ain't cut my hair though. Don't worry, cut my hair and shave ball. Legal.
that was not
point. I was just gonna bring that up. But did he assume that you
was catching everything?
Nah, I catch it. But Rick, if we talk,
he catching everything.
If he's speaking, on, you say you were the pharmacist. He said you were the pharmacist, Grayson. And we speaking about drugs. Why would it be anything but legal? They ain't no need to say that you are real. These advertisers here know it could be Panadol, Tylenol, ibuprofen. You know what I mean?
All still legal.
Yeah.
All.
But you know what I mean? We even got illegal drugs that don't deal with. Because you don't deal with drugs, period.
I didn't think he was hitting at you, though.
He was hitting at you. Oh, no. You hitting at you?
The bald head?
Oh, you're here. Listen, yeah, discrimination.
Marijuana is becoming legal.
Just know.
Medical marijuana.
Just know.
You know, so
right. I'm looking at when they can't get me to speak about now illegal upon radio being there, sluggy is a rude boy. You can't get me in that hole. I can hear we get gold with
yes. So
AKA well, but illegal.
We got a Hanje. Make sure I pronounce this right. A Hanje.
Yes. A Hanje with a Y.
So I want to thank Jazz.
Hi.
What, just for the listening public, though, tell them your real name if you don't mind, please. Are you? That Jazz is actually the real name as opposed to
Jazz is my real name.
So it's not just the performing name, it's your stage name.
No, it was actually just a copy from my brother's name, because my brother's stage name was Mulzy, so then it was just like Jazzy.
Okay.
Yeah. And but Jazz is my real name.
All right. Gaines. And Georgie, what about you?
My real name?
Mm-hmm.
My real name is George Leroy Straker.
Okay, there you go.
Georgie is used for just his stage name.
Stage name, okay.
Why are you doing this?
Because I wanted to know.
Oh, I thought you were working for somebody. I thought you were for lawsuits.
You're just
kidding. But listen, so this is the last, Georgie? This is the last?
No, I work on something now coming up. You know, when I start this music video now, I'm doing into music video. Somebody got me roped into doing music videos now. So
I like this one, by the way. I like that one.
Shake it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what you like?
Some of my land. Some of my land, Barbados, is a gem. People tell me that's a beautiful song, you know.
Song of my land?
My girl told me she saw me perform at the Allen School, too, you know, when I was there. She likes it as well, you know. Some of my land, Barbados. That's a nationalistic song.
Okay. I like it. So you see, you bring more as you get closer.
I'm working, expect
more music from you.
I'm working with a guy now, so something maybe new, often coming up. I'm working right now.
All right, that's good. And
we'll talk about that later.
Okay, no, of course, you your door is always open, like I said. Sure. They can tell you your door is always open. It's always my pleasure. I could do what I can.
I like the vibes in here, though. The vibe in here is cool, man. Grayson got this, and you got this thing lively, man. You know, yes, they have.
Well, thank you, Grayson.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, man. It's always vibes, and they were pure, positive and good energy, man. You know, it's be real, it's be me. So they ain't nothing but good voice. But thank you very much for enjoying it. And like I say, doors always open. For 100, go ask me when you coming out, because we coming out soon. You know, as soon as you get any hard these exams, and as soon as everything's comfortable, music coming, you know, I ain't asking, just telling you, live on air, then you got you covered, and you skin, you know, it's music non-stop, you got a beautiful voice, you can't wait, the time is now. But before you go ahead, Jay, how is the school band coming and the gigs here? When they're gigging a lot, Aline doing a lot of work, performing
tonight
today?
This evening, they did the Barbados, the pop band, they did the Barbados Arts Festival.
Oh, you break, okay. That might be going on still.
Yeah.
At Central Bank, Bridgestone Arts Festival. Shout outs to everyone over there. But the Central Bank, the Bridgestone Arts Festival, you know, support everything that pushing the Barbadian arts and culture. You know, that's my heart right now. So that's why I refuse anybody to call me a singer. You know what I mean? They got a bigger mission. They can bring music and art too, but it got me for a purpose. You know what I mean? If it's about since shining, I ain't coming. That's how I'm moving for now. You know, it was suffering my own career first. And they say, people is here to hear me say, you got beer calls, no beer phone calls and messages. But that's why moving, you know, like, be accustomed, Georgie, you will see big name acts in Barbados go and perform outside. And ain't got no other artists with them or anything. Nobody can call me outside on tour and it's sluggy touring. Like, you got two artists with me. You know that movement that you pun is strictly unity. Everybody do it. Jamaicans got 20 men on one rhythm, 20 men on one song. Americans do it. DJ Khaled had a song about 37 men saying all they do is win, and the song still ain't number one. Everybody upon the song branch out in their own career. So jazz ain't things we gotta do. We gotta do them. So jazz, when you come back, as soon as you come back, we can sit down and have a chat again. I'm asking it early, so you know nobody can answer yet. Call you first, so you make a straight answer first. When you come back, we can get to talk about the music and what we got going on and what's needed. So I just want to tell you thanks for coming through, bro. You know it's last minute. You're going to be here tomorrow. You got a lot to do, but I want to thank you for passing through and talking to me, bro, on a real, real level. And I appreciate everything you're doing, and keep doing the good works, man. Keep the music coming, you know, keep the positive energy. We love the energy, positive, right, and very well thought out and calculated. They love it. Sure, so, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, that easy, bro. That easy. Ahanji, Georgie, and my boy Jazz, thanks a lot for coming. This is That Hardest Boy from Jackson Sluggy. Greg.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Seeley.
Yes, please.
Thanks for putting up with me. You know, there are much people that could put up with me. You know, it's a hard task. No, it is, but you know, I love you, my brother, and keep up the great work.
We will try next weekend again.
And I'll be tuning in tomorrow. Well, eating my food and listening. Mm-hmm. So make sure you play some sweet ones for Sluggy.
No problem at all.
VRB 92.9. This is your boy Sluggy. Beer Gen Rhythm and Rain every Saturday at 6 ish. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And well, and thank you to all the guests that came. Ahanji, Jazz, and Georgie. What we're going to do, as promised, we're going to go out on Ahanji.
Yeah, my tune. That's my tune, by the
and
way.
Then we're going to play, you mentioned Song of My Land.
Song yeah.
My Land. So we can do that. And we haven't forgotten Jazz, because we can do My Granny as well, too. Oh, back dear. To back to back.
No problem.
Time. I would launch.
we will raise our flag up proudly. Our motto is pride and industry. We in the east of the Caribbean, and we keep the beaches clean. We don't quarrel nor don't fuss, they call us beautiful Barbados. We in the east of the Caribbean, and we keep the beaches clean. We don't quarrel nor don't fuss, they call us beautiful Barbados. Gain high recognition for our efforts in tourism. They know better beaches than ours. NCC takes care of our shores. So we're gonna keep this country out front. None other shall be eminent. We will ride every hill and storm. Barbados was blessed from the time it born. We in the east of the Caribbean, and we keep the beaches clean. We don't quarrel nor don't fuss, they call us beautiful Barbados. We in the east of the Caribbean, and we keep we beaches clean. We don't quarrel nor don't fuss, they call us beautiful Barbados. Yeah, yeah. Some of my land, Barbados. Gem of the Caribbean. Beautiful temperatures all year round. Just to show off we unity, we join hands around the country. 166 square miles, held by man, woman, and child. Wales, that boasts of such a great feat. Each man standing on his own 2 feet. We are truly the savior's best. We are people of togetherness. We in the east of the Caribbean, and we keep the beaches clean. We don't quarrel nor don't fuss, they call us beautiful Barbados. We in the east of the Caribbean, and we keep the beaches clean. We don't quarrel nor don't fuss, they call us beautiful Barbados.
Daughter, one of for all sound heroes, my granny, a lady of class. For 50 years, she was a leader preaching the word of God. When you talking about walking holy, that is the path she trod. The choir director, music came from her soul. She will pray for my success when competing in Calypso. My granny, my granny. As a leader, she was first class. Not like some politicians who only care about elections. Listen to you and did the best she could do. Oh, my granny, my granny. As a leader, she was first class. She was a loyal daughter, one of our unsung heroes. My granny, my granny, my granny, a lady of class. Thank you.